the holy names of Krishna, they cannot be captured by anyone, but they appear in the tongue of a sincere chanter. That is why it is said the holy names appear in the tongue, which means the holy name manifests itself in the tongue of those who sincerely, with the right kind of attitude, approach it. Just as when the necessary ingredients are present, then immediately the holy name becomes manifested in a person's heart. Just like if somebody gets a very high rank in the school, then immediately the presence of the principal in front of him is manifested. Although the principal may be the busiest person to meet, when one bags the first rank, then immediately one gets to meet him. Or anybody, somebody may get a Padma Bhushan award from Prime Minister of India simply by qualifying himself for that. Otherwise, by any other effort, one will not be able to come face to face with such great personalities. So the chanting of the holy name should be done with a certain type of attitude, it is said. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Yoga Yukto Vishuddhatma Vijitatma Jitendriya Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma Kurvannapi Adityate. He says, when one comes to a platform where he feels other sufferings as his own sufferings, how does he perceive that? Not by being like Paramatma in their heart, but by putting himself in their shoes. And at the same time, he becomes dear to everyone, he says. How he becomes dear to everyone? Because he is servant of all, like Narada Muni. Sarve janaha sukhino bhavantu. Sarve badrani pashyantu ma kaschid. So, dukkha bhavet. It is said, he becomes a servant of everyone and works for the welfare of all people without any selfish intentions or motivations for his personal enjoyment. And such a thing can be done only when one is jitatma, controlled in mind. Yoga yagda vishuddhatma vijitatma jitendriya. When one is controlled in the senses, then one can contemplate another's welfare. So such a self-controlled person, when he approaches his Lord and chants his name, he can very easily see that the holy name manifests in his heart. Not a person who is selfishly oriented, trying to gratify the senses without endeavoring to control the mind. So that is why we follow these practical things in our life, so that we can come to a point where we can very nicely call out the name of the Lord peacefully, without the mind wandering here and there. When the mind and senses are controlled, then the mind will not wander. When the mind is called as pure, purpose is chant and just hear. Baba used to say. So that just hear is possible when one keeps the mind pure and one is in the mood of a servant and one performs welfare activities for all without any selfish motivations. In this attitude, when one approaches the name, very soon the name will manifest in the devotee's heart. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.